Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's had a horrible premonition almost.
I have. She? I'm feeling a bit macabre today. I suddenly sat in the office earlier and realised how I was going to die.
And that is how.
My whole life flashed before me. I think I'm going to die from eating a cake that's been sent in.
How do you
By
know?
A listener?
Yeah. No, basically, no. At Radio 1, we get sent loads of cakes and chocolates and sweets and stuff, and I'm always first there, like that. Don't even think about it. The other day, I went up to my desk, there was one, I had my entire name printed on it.
Your entire name?
Yeah, my full name. So I thought, oh, that's fine, I'll just eat the cake.
Wolfed it down,
and then I thought, oh my God, what if I've just been the victim of an assassination attempt?
What? Something... Why would anyone... You think they're targeting you specifically?
No, no one else had one.
So nobody else had a cake?
Well, they did after I'd eaten it, because I quickly shouted. Once I realised this was how I was going to die, I quickly screamed out, has anyone else got one of these cakes? And Stewie, who works on Joe Wiley's show, said, yeah, I've got one.
Oh, right. All right. Maybe your cake was sent you from the chart show.
So as you bit into it, was it like after you'd had a few mouthfuls, yeah, or was it straight away?
No, I had a few mouthfuls, and I hadn't thought about where it had come from, and I suddenly thought,
that's
someone
bad.
Could so take me out with
See,
this.
I never eat anything that's been sent in. It's just a rule, you just don't do it.
No, I don't know.
It's got your full name on it. Some fairy cake assassination attempt or something.
Or is this just reverse psychology where you now want lots of cakes to be sent in
to
you?
No.
Don't eat them, seriously. Because think about it, some strange people text into Radio 1, don't they?
Yeah. Like that boa constrictor one.
Yeah, what is that?
Have you seen her texts? I like them.
She just goes on about snakes
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, she does. She really does.
I only see them occasionally. How many times does she text in?
Loads. You should text Edith loads.
Right. She goes on about boa constrictors.
Right. I must have missed her.
Right, imagine if boa constrictor lady made one of them cakes and sent them into Radio 1. Would you eat them?
I'm off. No, yeah, I would. I probably would.
You would?
Only afterwards I'd realise that maybe I shouldn't as I'm lying there.
So that's how you're going to die?
Yeah. Rubbish, isn't it?
From a listener's cake. Right, this is not a cue for anybody to send in any more free cakes laced with anything nasty.
If you do, put Becky's name on it.
No, yeah.
Radio 1 podcast.
Adele's been on, also doing revision history, saying, "Oi, you have to be famous for it to be an assassination. Otherwise, it's just murder." Is that true? God, you've changed.
I have changed, haven't I?
I might be assassinated by a fairy cake. No, it's just murder. Get her getting a devastation already.
Is that true? You have to be famous to be assassinated.
I don't know, but think about it.
Cool.
Murdered is what people normally say.
Yeah, that's true,
if it's someone famous, it's not generally assassinated.
Right.
I never knew that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's true, but Adele says so. And she's doing history revision, so let's believe her.
Wow.
Now, I don't know whether you heard BBC Switch last night on Radio 1 with Grimmie. And they had See, I'm going to call him that again. I was going to say Charlie from Busted. It never goes away. Charlie Simpson was on.
Yeah.
Who is now in the band Fightstar. Now, I don't think it was his favourite interview. Because, you know, Charlie's been trying to get away from being the bloke from Busted for a few years now and trying to make his band, Fightstar, credible.
Yeah.
And then they get callers on like this.
Hi, Claire.
I broke my little brother's heart. My little brother was 9 when they split up, and he cried for a week.
Did he?
Like, we were listening to you on the radio, and I went, oh, that's Charlie on the radio, Sam. And he was like, oh, Charlie, I hate Charlie.
I thought you were going to say, he went, Charlie who?
Oh, poor Charlie, it's never going to go away, is it? He's always going to be Charlie off Busted. But it was really nice to hear his voice again. He's such a nice bloke. I did forget that he is, in fact, the poshest man in rock. Because I've not heard his voice for ages. Yeah. And then when I heard it, I was like, yep, he certainly is. It'd
be cool to go and play a show, like, somewhere really crazy. Like Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hawaii. Oh.
Yeah. He sounds like Prince William.
I was thinking more Prince Charles / Prince Philip.
It'd be cool to go and play a show, like, somewhere really crazy. Like Hawaii.
Yeah. So posh. But I think he's, like, setting quite a good example because, like, you know, the Amy Winehouses of this world, you know, they're not really setting a good example, are they? Charlie's a role model, I think, because he speaks so well. And people, don't they? They follow what their musical heroes do. I'd imagine if you're a Fightstar fan, you probably speak quite well, don't you? And I like that.
You want more well-spoken pop stars?
Yeah, he's bringing back the well-spoken fan.
Yeah.
He does talk in football cliches.
We kind of take every day as it comes, and as long as we're putting out music that we're proud of, and anything we get on top is a bonus, you know?
So posh, I love it.
Gotta keep going for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
It's all about getting the 3 points at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know, right, we had this thought earlier in the office. You know who you should really get together with? Like, they could be the ultimate showbiz couple.
Who?
Charlie.
Yeah.
And Adele. Now that would be amazing. Because they say opposites attract.
You couldn't get more opposite.
No, they'd be a top showbiz couple. And here's what I imagine they would sound like together.
Be cool to go and play a show.
I know, that's what I've been saying.
Like, somewhere really crazy.
Lovely.
Like Hawaii.
No!
Yeah. We kind of take every day as it comes, and as long as we're putting out music that we're proud of.
Don't, I'll swear, don't. I'm a bit drunk.
Anything we get on top is a bonus, you know?
I'm joking, come on, I'm drunk. Oh no.
You two need to get together at once. BBC Radio 1 podcast. There's loads of debate going on about the difference between murder and assassination on 8119.
Fascinating.
It certainly is. I think you do have to be famous to be assassinated.
Yeah.
But it sounds better, doesn't it? Assassination. It just sounds better. Becky from the show was assassinated by a cake.
Sounds more distinguished.
Sounds a lot better.
Everybody will remember where they were when Becky was assassinated.
Yeah, by a fairy cake. Right, okay, I've got an idea. And I think you might enjoy this.
Yeah.
Because you won't. Right, tomorrow, what we could do is a new game called Cake Roulette. Okay? Where people send in their cakes to Radio 1.
Mm.
Each member of the team picks a cake, has a bite, and then waits and sees what happens. You know, because like Edith does Cake Club on her show, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Let's take it up a level. Assassination Cake Club.
So you, Becky, and the one
and
that
you.
Doesn't speak. Well, no, because it'll need somebody to referee it. So I'll referee
you
can, it.
You ain't getting out
because I have
no
the sporting
cakes.
Expertise. No. So I'll referee it.
No, you'll be on as well.
Yeah.
And we'll just see what happens. Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't eat cake because of my training regime.
Just a small mouthful, that's what it'll take.
Stay down for long.
It doesn't have to be a lot. No. Not with the cakes that we're going to get sent. So, if you'd like to simply send in a cake to Radio 1,
no.
And tomorrow we will do Cake Roulette live on this show, and let's see who makes it through.
Hang on. So, now people have to go and make a cake, bake it, ice it, put it in the post so it'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, a bit of poison.
Don't forget to put the stuff in, yeah.
you just advise people. Oh, yeah, don't forget to put the stuff in. No, don't say that.
Such an idiot.
God.
Don't forget to assassinate me. All right.
So that's Assassination Cake Club on this show tomorrow on Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Everyone's saying what would happen if, let's say, we do Cake Roulette tomorrow. Well, some people are saying it's the post won't deliver that quickly. Mm. You could bring it into Radio 1 yourself.
Next day delivery.
Yeah. But on Assassination Cake Club, right, where people send in cakes with stuff in, and then we have to, like, you know, eat one each and to see what happens. What about if all of us got assassinated? What would happen to the show then? Imagine the headlines now. The show was going very well with record audience figures until they all got assassinated by fairy cakes.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts. Now, you know, sometimes when you go through your mobile phone, just go through the phone book and you're like, who the hell is that? Is it just me, or do you have hundreds of numbers you don't know who that person is?
No, I don't.
You don't have any?
No.
Now, hang on a second. I think we have done this before, Chappers, and I think you did have some numbers
I
last...
did then, yes.
Right.
And then that prompted me to clear out my phone.
So you don't have one single number from someone you don't know?
No.
Okay. What we thought we'd do today was go through our phone books, and because you don't know who they are, and they're under something like, you know, P or... you just let's phone them up and see who they are.
You have somebody in your phone under
I've got all sorts of like random letters like RFG. It's like, who's that? Because you meet somebody, you're like, let me take your number. And at the time, you can't be bothered to put their full name in, so you just store it under something a bit weird. And then this happens, and so let's phone some up.
Yeah.
Did this earlier. Now, we thought Becky had some unidentifiable numbers in her phone book, but it turned out to be something else. Yeah. We thought you had a really famous person in your... No, well, tell us what you do with your details first. That's weird.
No, there's two things that I do on my phone. Some people that we dialed, it just didn't work. And then I remembered it's my bank details.
Which she keeps in her phone as different random boys' names.
Yeah, you see? That's a good one. The other one, I thought I had someone really famous's number, but actually it turns out it's my phone number and I use it to text myself to pretend I've got messages from famous people.
What, in the pub you show people?
Yeah.
Oh, Jade Goody's just texted me, look. And it's actually you.
It's brilliant.
How do you do that?
If you type in your number and save it as somebody famous's name.
Who have you got it saved as then?
I can't tell you at the moment.
Why? Why?
Tell us. It's a long story, no. Someone I know might be having a relationship with someone very famous, but I can't say any more than that.
Oh, this is too good.
This is good, isn't it? This is good.
Anyway.
So you can send any message you like from this celebrity, and it appears on your phone, and then you can go to your mates. Hey, look, Britney Spears just texted me. That's pretty cool. I'm so going to do that.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah.
Who are you going to have, though? Who are you going to pretend it is?
Oh, Madonna's been on. Anyway, I have got some in my phone.
I thought you would.
And earlier on, we called some up. Now, I had this in my phone as Indian lady.
Right.
And that's all I know. So, I called up Indian lady. Don't really know who it is. And this is what happened.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm Scott. I'm looking for a lady.
Beg your pardon?
Is there a lady there?
No.
Actually, I've got this number, and I'm looking for a lady. Is there a lady on this number?
No, there isn't.
Hello? He went.
So somehow you've got a man in your phone
as a lady.
You've confused a man for a lady, or a lady for a man.
Or maybe the number was just wrong, or who knows what could have happened there.
How would you confuse a lady for a man?
I don't know.
I think quite a lot of people do.
Right, and I tried another one. And this one was just under question mark.
Oh, this will be good.
All right. So I called it.
Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Listen, my phone's broken. It doesn't seem to have any of the names with the numbers anymore. So can I ask, who are you?
Where did you get my number from?
It's just in my phone.
Oh.
My name's Scott. Have I met you before?
I don't know. I mean, Scott. Well, we're a health food shop and we do massage.
So you do health food and massage?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if I've been into your shop before.
What's your first name?
Scott.
Scott, let me see. I can tell you if you've come here for a massage. I don't think so. No, I don't know what to say.
Ah, very strange.
I mean, do you have massages ever? Are you into it?
I have had some before, yes. Oh, well.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thanks for your help anyway.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you, bye.
No idea.
My money's on probably if you had been for a massage, you didn't use the name Scott.
Oh, right, so you're saying I went under a different name?
I would have thought so. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. I don't remember going for a massage.
No, of course I don't remember that.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Steph has been on saying, oh, my God, I just tried that thing where you enter a famous person's number and then text yourself. It's really clever. Yeah. Radio 1, hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ricky.
Where are you, Ricky?
Northampton.
How can I help?
Well, just going back on the whole name-changing thing.
Yeah.
I think I got a little bit carried away once while I was drunk, because I had a text message come through from Eddie Murphy asking what time I was being home for dinner. So I looked in my phone to see who Eddie Murphy was, and I realised I had about 30 of them.
30 Eddie Murphys?
Yeah.
Why did you choose Eddie Murphy?
I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you. I think alcohol had a lot to do with it, but it just seemed a good idea, I think, at the time. I mean, there was a couple of Axl Roses, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
You got to take them as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But the thing is, trying to figure out which one was who took a long time, but...
Is yours Spider-Man, Becky? Is yours... No. You going to tell us?
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Where are you today?
I'm in Norwich.
How can I help?
It reminded me of my friend Jade. When we were about 11, she had her own number in her phone as Britney Spears, and she used to text herself.
So text used to come through from Britney. She's like, oh, look.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, Britney texted me today, and she would show us the messages.
But she denies it.
She says she can't remember it now, but...
Yeah.
But you can. I love that. What's her name again?
Jade.
Jade.
Lisa Beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, her. Yeah. Okay, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too.
You know your two numbers that you didn't know who they were?
Yeah.
The man who does massages and the man who you thought was a lady?
Yeah.
Are the two of them linked?
I don't know. I'll never know, maybe.
But they could be.
I don't know. I've no idea. I don't know who these
people
are.
Most people are thinking that they're linked.
Well, they can think on.
They can think on?
It's 5 to 5 on Radio 1.
You told them then, I tell you. That's told all those people.
Radio 1 podcast.
Someone's saying, all my friends are under famous names in my phone book, so famous people text me every day. Surely that gets really confusing. How do you know who's who? And how do you know what celebrities to pick? Which names do you pick? Why would you do that?
More interestingly, Sarah in Kent says her mum says think on all the time. She's 64.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jo from St Andrews.
Hi, Jo from St Andrews. What's going on?
I just got a text from Brad Pitt saying I'm hot.
What are the chances of that? We start talking about this and then actual Brad Pitt texts you saying that you're hot.
I know. What are the chances? Mm.
That must have made your day, nay, life.
Maybe we should get together.
Who? What? You and Brad?
Pitt.
Yeah, yeah.
Not you and her.
No. I love you.
I love you too.
Some people are going, what the hell's all this phone thing you're talking about? Right, all you do, it's quite simple, is put your own number into your contacts list as someone famous, right? Not your name. Put a famous person's name in. Let's say, for instance, Justin Lee Collins, right? And then just simply send a text to yourself, right?
Saying
and
what?
Well, whatever you want. And then... when you receive it, voila, there's a text from JLC right there on your phone. How good is that?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Wow. Simon and Cumbrian's been on, just had a text off Madonna. Said, hey babe, how you doing? His girlfriend is very surprised. Just explain this thing one more time. What do you do? Because Becky kind of pioneered it. Well, I don't know whether you pioneered it, but in my life...
invented it.
You pioneered it.
It's a bit sad. You put your own number into your phone, but save it as a famous person's name, whoever you want, and then text yourself, and it comes through as their name. It's brilliant.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Helen from Macclesfield.
Hi, Helen from Macclesfield. What are you doing?
I'm driving home from uni, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've pulled over, obviously.
How can I help?
I wanted to ask you, is it a bad thing that I've changed my boyfriend's name in my phone to your name?
Wow. Why have you done that?
Because it just seems far more interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's me, baby.
It really would be.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you told him yet?
No. I didn't tell him the last name, though, either. So...
What was that?
His last name was
Saucy
Pants. Okay. He was originally in your phone as Saucy Pants, and now he's in as Scott Mills.
Yeah.
And he's rapidly going downhill.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Whatever. Yeah, right. Okay, well, are you going to change it back at any point? That could get confusing.
I might do. I'll see how confused he gets.
Okay, cool. Loving your work.
Very.
Okay. Hello, Radio 1.
Do you know what? I've been on the receiving end of Becky's texting.
Oh, my God. Who are you?
I'm Becky's friend Polly.
Oh, hi Polly.
Hi.
Hi there. Okay, good. What's she done to you?
Do you remember what you did in my phone, Becky?
No.
You've entered somebody's number under MI6.
Yes, I do remember that.
It still freaks me out when I get called.
What happened? I mean, you were in a pub or something?
Yeah, we were in a pub and she went to the toilet and I entered my number as MI6 and then rang her about 25 times. When she came back, I've never seen anyone look so scared.
That would freak you out.
It did, very much so.
Thanks, Polly.
Cheers.
I love you.
You're wacky.
You are so wacky.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
You know, it's like you don't want your ex's stuff lying around your flat or house. It'll just remind you of them. So we're asking people to send in your stuff from your ex, and someone's done that from their ex-girlfriend. Right, should we have a look and inspect the evidence? See what's in the box.
Like the lipstick.
Okay, well, that was the first thing I was going to pull out. Lipstick, I'll pass it to you. Okay, open it up.
Right.
Now, what colour do you think that says about her?
What do you mean, what colour does that... It's red.
Really red.
Yeah. Tart.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I went the wrong way.
Okay. Next in the box of X, we have an almost empty packet of soft mints.
Okay.
Now, do you think this is significant in any way? Do you think it was just like maybe the last pack of soft mints they shared together?
Could be.
Why would you keep that?
Tart with bad breath. Right. What?
So logical, I
know. Next.
Plaster.
Plaster. Once again, why would you keep that?
Ugh.
Can I have that lipstick back?
It's there, yeah.
Right. Not for any reason. I just wanted to put the top on.
Right. Okay. Plaster. Why would you keep a plaster?
I have no idea.
Is it used?
I don't know.
Looks it.
It does look it a bit because, like, is it folded up? Look.
Oh, right. Okay. So, tart with bad breath is maybe cut herself.
Yeah.
Feels like an episode of CSI, this, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just the same.
You know?
And then we have a CD, okay? Now, it's a signed copy of Natasha Bedingfield's first album, signed to Ben.
Mm.
Not signed by Natasha, though, because that would be quite good. It's signed by the girlfriend, Emily.
Right.
So that's a bit weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you think Emily was, like, dropping some hints when she gave Ben this CD? Because on the first album,
mm-hmm.
it does include the tracks Single... and track 12, which is called Size Matters. Yeah. I've been sizing you up and stuff, watching you live life large, enough for the both of us to big up the love.
I've never heard that before.
Never did, no, that wasn't released.
Didn't make
that
it.
Wasn't a single. And also, there is... in this box, along with the plaster and the soft mints and the lipstick and the Natasha Bedingfield CD signed, there is a little poem, which I've given to Becky to read out now.
Quite a long one. Okay. I'll start. Dear Ben, there comes a time to move on, there comes a time to be gone. There comes a time to say goodbye, there comes a time to fly. Can you guess what's coming next?
Is it There Comes a Time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For another hand to deal.
What?
There comes a time for another hand to deal.
God.
There comes a time to plant your crops in a different field. There comes a time to eat a different meal.
What?
There comes a time for another
bark
fruit
like a seal.
There comes a time when time has all run out. There comes a time, and that time is now.
Well, that last bit didn't rhyme.
That's rubbish, the last bit.
What a rubbish poem.
Just break it up. The least you could do is make it rhyme at the end. Anyway, thanks very much for all that. And this is another plea on Radio 1 for you to send us your stuff from your exes. We want photos, we want letters, emails, CDs. Really not
Natasha Bedingfield.
No, or plasters.
No.
But just the stuff, you know, that... that maybe meant a lot to you when they gave it to you, but now, if you've had it lying around for a while, just get rid of it, because you don't need it. It's going to make you feel a lot better if you just send it in to us, okay? So send us your stuff from your ex, And here's the address. Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. Whatever it is, we want it. Get out of your life and get it into ours. Send it to Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. If you want to mark it Xbox or something, that would be good, and then we can find it and then just rifle through your past on Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Now, I think a lot of people that are revising for exams at the moment, they might want to just straight off copy that poem and maybe put it in like their poetry GCSE or something. So, I mean, you can have that one if you like.
Just change the last line, though, to make it rhyme.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if anyone else...
All poems have to rhyme, don't they?
Yeah, of course. Otherwise, it's not a poem, is it?
No.
Well, we all know that. Now, has Emily, I wonder, been out with anybody else before and she's dumped them using the same poem? Because it was very non-specific, wasn't it? There was no name in it.
No.
Do you think she just cuts and pastes?
Yeah. Do you want to hear a bit of it again? I quite like it.
Yeah. A lot of people were truly moved by that poem. Think about it. What a way to go. Either assassinated by a fairy cake or dumped by a beautiful poem like this.
There comes a time for another hand to deal. There comes a time to plant your crops in a different field.
Good morning.
There comes a time to eat a different meal. There comes a time for another fruit to peel.
What?
Some beautiful imagery there.
It's just a very posh way of saying she wants to get it on with someone else.
Yeah, pretty much. She wants to plant her crops in a different field. And
eat another meal. A different meal.
Yeah. And find another fruit to peel.
Mm. Ow.
Eh? Please send us your...
Anyone peeling my fruit?
Please send us your stuff to Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. We need it in our lives.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Someone says, and I think this is a good idea, we should get that beautiful poem made into a song. Wouldn't it be amazing if someone really famous would...
Natasha Bedingfield to do a version of it.
Do you think Rihanna would do it? She'd be great at that. The thing is, though, what would we call it?
Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? If only there was a line that jumped out at you from that poem.
If only there was one that kept being repeated.
Maybe crops in a different field.
All right, we can work on that. I'm not sure I can get Rihanna. Or
peel my fruit.
That would be good.
We could call it.
We get Wing to do it. She'd be up for that.
Yeah.
Imagine that, right? His ex's poem turned into a legendary love song. That would be amazing.
Claire in Scotland says she bought her ex a PlayStation. 2 weeks later, a PlayStation 3. 2 weeks later, they broke up. We can have that if we want. Yes, please.
Okay,
thanks.
Good.
Send that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. You?
Yeah, I'm very good. I came into Radio 1 earlier and received your email.
Okay.
You had an interesting weekend.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Right, talk us through the whole thing.
Okay, I went out with a friend on Friday night in Hanley, Stoke-on-Trent. And she kind of met a guy, and I ended up meeting a guy, and we went our own ways. I got back to my house at about 5:30 in the morning.
Was he with you?
He was with me, yeah.
Okay, so you took him back, yep. Just for a little drink.
Just for a little drink, yeah. discovered that I'd lost my keys. Now, all the downstairs of my house hasn't got no big windows. It's just like, you know, the small open top windows.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought, well, maybe if I got a chair from the back of the house and tried to put it on top of my porch and climbed on top of that to get through the bedroom window, but I couldn't open the window. So right. I got back downstairs and I managed to kind of skimmy myself away after about an hour and a half of trying to get in, managed to skimmy through my living room window.
So you managed to get in through your living room window?
Yeah, but a small top opener window, I had to go in like head first.
And has he still stood outside with you all this time?
He's still standing outside, yeah. Well, actually, at one point, I was getting so angry with the fact that I couldn't get in. I was just saying, just shove my legs in, just push me in. Because I kind of got my head in, but the rest of my body was hanging out.
What were you wearing?
Jeans, thank God.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thank God for that.
We had a Britney moment.
Yeah. So you'd lost your keys. You had to break in through a small window.
Yeah.
And then what happened? So you're in by now, are you?
Well, I'm in. So then I'm upstairs, and he's got the wheelie bin at the back of the house, and he's standing on the wheelie bin, and then he's kind of thinking that he can somehow get up through one of the bedroom windows.
This is so romantic.
It's very Romeo and Juliet, I'm thinking.
Only with a wheelie bin.
Instead of a balcony.
So anyway, he didn't make it in, and by this point it was about 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, so he said, look, enough's enough, I'm going. So that was it, unfortunately, and I don't know his name, I didn't get his number.
You don't know his name?
No. And I still haven't found my keys. I had to phone one of my bosses yesterday for going to work to go get my car key so that I could go into work, so luckily I got a spare key.
Can you not open the door from the inside?
No, because I hadn't got no keys inside. My mum has got the other keys.
Oh, rubbish.
I know. So,
did he try and fit through?
He did. He was trying. He was standing on the wheelie bin and stretching as high as he could to try and reach up into the bedroom window, but he couldn't just quite make it. And I was leaning out, thinking that I could pull him up. Yeah, right.
In all that time of, like, standing outside, working out how to get in, getting stuck in windows, did you not ask him what he was called?
No.
Even when he stood on your wheelie bin, you still didn't know his name.
No, I didn't, unfortunately. But,
Nicky.
If he's listening, it'd be great if he could get in touch with Radio 1, because I can remember that he was a good-looking guy.
Right,
he was obviously quite keen as well.
Yeah.
To hang around for an hour and a half whilst you were stuck in a window.
Can I ask you a question, Nicky?
Keen for something. Yeah, of course.
Was he a big lad?
No, he was. Not really. Just medium.
Okay. But not small enough to fit through your tiny window?
Not small enough, no. He was trying. At one point, he got his head stuck through the living room window.
That's
saying, come on, you can get through, but
this is brilliant. On the first night you meet someone, really good. And you think he might get back in touch after that escapade, do you?
Maybe.
Okay.
Who
knows? So this is a bit of lost love lost and found now, isn't it, on Radio 1?
If you got your head stuck in a window in Stoke over the weekend...
Yeah. If you stood on a wheelie bin in the Hanley area of Stoke, then please get in touch with Radio 1. You never know, something might happen.
You never know.
He might be listening now.
Yeah, it could be. It'd be a good story if he
That'd
was.
That'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
It would.
Okay, well, I'll let you know if anything happens, all right?
All right, can my little girl just say something to you, please, Scott?
Yeah.
My mummy is so mad. Love you, Scott.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, thanks very much for ringing.
That's all right.
Few people are pointing out that the neighbourhood watch in your area must be rubbish if the police weren't called with two people trying to climb in through windows.
At 5:30 in the morning for 2 hours.
Someone would laugh if they did see me anyway.
Right, I'll let you know what happens.
All right, thanks.
Love you, Nicky. Radio 1 Podcast. So let's get this right. She fit her whole body through that window, yeah, and got into her house. He couldn't even get his head through. His head got stuck.
She's either very petite... or he has a very big head.
He needs Randy Jackson's range of glasses for the bigger-headed man, I think you'll find. Because some of our best...
Why, are you saying his eyesight's poor?
I don't know.
That's very rude. You've never met that lady, and you're saying he's got poor eyesight?
Some of our best listeners have got big heads. We found this out the other day. And small peanut ones as well. They have!
Yeah, we wondered what you were going to say there, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some of them have got... A lot of them have got big heads and small peanut ones.
Everyone just dived for cover there. Yeah. I didn't really know why, but now I realise.
Now have you clocked it?
Well, only because it was in my head what I was going to say, but obviously you couldn't... You wouldn't know.
No.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, dear. Something terrible's happened.
What?
Jack in Exeter's been on. Now, he was at his uncle's funeral on Friday, OK? And you know how they always play, like, a nice song, a moving song for that person. Mm. They always get me, don't they get you as well? Just the song bit. Oof.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like the song, it gets you. Now, the song played at Jack's uncle's funeral was Hero by Mariah Carey. Okay. It's a beautiful song. But Jack, all he could think about was Wings' version.
If you look inside your heart...
Now imagine you're at a funeral.
You don't have to be...
And Jack absolutely lost it, like, properly weed himself laughing at his uncle's funeral.
There's an answer.
That is the kind of thing that would happen to me, though, isn't it?
If you reach into your soul...
I want to know... Thanks for email, by the way, Jack. I want to know, is a funeral the worst place that you could ever wee yourself laughing? I think, unless people may know different, and I'd like them to text in to 81199, because That's a pretty bad place to laugh in the middle of a funeral.
Yeah.
There might be worse ones, though. We just don't know about them yet.
Can't think of any.
I can't, but there might be. So text in, 81199. Do you know the worst person to possibly ever go to a funeral with? Not that I've been, but I can imagine.
Who?
Adele.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I need to speak to Andrea. Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Andrea.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's your name. That is your name. How can I help?
I accidentally ran my husband over last week.
Right.
Went to park on a hill and I forgot to put the handbrake on and he stood at the back of the car to put something in the boot and the car rolled over him.
You accidentally forgot to put the handbrake on.
It was accidental, but seriously, I got in so much trouble because he wasn't very happy, but I couldn't stop laughing to the point I was crying so much. And I'm also 8 months pregnant as well. Yeah, I did. Yeah, he wasn't happy.
He's not dead, is he?
No, he's not, but he did really hurt his leg because the car went over his leg.
Ow! And you were laughing your head off.
I think I was laughing out of nerves, but it was quite funny to see him laying underneath the car. And also, you know, the car was rolling off.
I can't believe what you're saying.
And the car was rolling off down the hill. I mean, it's lucky it didn't go over him twice.
So, were you out of the car?
Yeah, I was out of the car. I had to run off the car.
8 months pregnant.
And I had locked it as well, so I had to undo the car and jump in whilst it was moving, 8 months pregnant.
But you ran after the car unless you left your husband riding in agony.
But I knew he'd be more upset if the car crashed into another car and we ended up getting done for insurance. I'm still suffering for it now. He's still not talking to me.
You can hardly blame him.
I know, and he's been nicknamed Long John Silver at work because he's still walking with a limp.
I quite like you, I'm still suffering from it now. You are? Hello?
My thinking is he is probably hoping your giving birth really hurts.
I know. Well, I just said to him that he's lucky because it's not broken. It could have been worse.
It could have been worse, yeah. Right, well, it's good to speak to you, Andrea.
Okay, thanks. Take care, Scott.
Okay, love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Steph.
Hi, Steph, where are you?
I'm just on the train on the way home back to Cannock.
Have you done something worse than laugh at a funeral?
Yeah.
What is it?
Me and my brother were having an argument when we was younger, and a brick come flying towards me, and it actually hit my friend in the back of the head.
Right.
While she was screaming at him to go get her mum, I was just too busy on the floor laughing.
So your friend, one of your best mates, got hit in the head with a brick?
Yeah.
And you just were laughing?
I just couldn't help it. When I think about it to this day, I still laugh. Tears come to my eyes.
But it was a brick! She's lost it again, listen.
But it was funny.
Yeah, but...
The worst thing was, it was aiming for me.
Oh, my God. I think this is something to do with girls. Don't you think? Because, most of the people texting in, girls are a bit, as we've discovered before, a little bit weird sometimes.
Very weird.
All right, that's astonishing.
Was she all right? Was her friend all right?
Was she all right?
Yeah, she was fine afterwards. She was a bit shaken up, but
she was fine. Really?
Yeah, after being hit by a brick in the head while you're laughing. Right, good speech to you, Steph.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, we're back tomorrow at 4 when you go home. I've been Scott Mills. Think on.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.